man. Can you play Motorhead, Ace of Spades?
Yeah, dude.
All right.
Leon Letts fumble, fourth and one, or Kenny Gant inventing the shark. Register your vote for the biggest moments in Cowboy history at theticket.com. From Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
This Friday, we're going to be out at the Autograph, Inc. and WrestleCon's Collector's Show. That's at the Arlington Convention Center. We'll be there with a couple of very foxy ticket chicks, whom you will definitely enjoy. You can register to win ticket t-shirts, Rough Riders tickets, and check out all the sports collectors' memorabilia and meet your favorite athletes from the past and present, such as former Oklahoma football star Billy Sims, former Ranger greats Gaylord Perry, Ferguson Jenkins, and Frank Howard, and Dallas Texans great Lynn Dawson. As well, there will also be wrestling stars there. Log on to WrestleCon.com for more information and come see us this Friday at the Arlington Convention Center out at this thing.
So I tried to whip Big Dick a minute ago, Ryan's on Weather Talk.
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't think it was a legitimate story that that flooding caused Six Flags to close down yesterday. Now, is that a legitimate story?
I'd say so.
He said, that's not a legitimate story.
Weather is a legitimate story anytime to me.
We're getting ready to tackle it, so save your breath.
Oh, really?
6:36 here on The Ticket.
Everybody likes community quick hits. Community quick hits. Community quick hits. Everybody likes community quick hits. Community quick hits. Community quick hits. Guitar.
Ah, yes. The plaintive tones of Aha, like Aha, remind us all that it is time for community quick hits. And with more on that, here's Cobra.
Thank you, Michael.
Your segment.
Something, right. Something we deal with. Maybe not on a daily basis, maybe not on a weekly basis, but something that we see quite often on the road is road rage.
Mm.
Now, Gregor, I know you've had road rage. Maybe you haven't expressed it, like in ramming your car into somebody else's car.
I've never done that.
But I've seen you very upset on the road before.
Yeah, yeah.
You do get upset.
Yeah, I do.
You honk a lot.
Yeah.
You flip people off.
No, I don't flip people off.
You seem to curse more when you're driving.
I do curse more, but I don't flip people off.
You get upset at people who don't drive the way
that... Well, there are a lot of idiots, Corby.
True.
A lot of idiots that just don't know how to drive.
True. Well, someone who did face road rage is someone who didn't need to face it because she is perhaps the sweetest girl that I know. She's one of my favorite people up here at the Ticket. She is... Well, I want to say...
Don't overrate her.
I was going to say Sarah Sims, but she has a new name because she's married. Sarah, hello.
Hi, guys.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
This is sweet Sarah.
Thanks.
Hey.
Sarah.
Danny, be nice to me.
It wasn't me.
It's Kevin Scott.
Oh.
It's our second board up.
Yes. Okay, Sarah, tell us your unfortunate tale of road rage, because I found this quite shocking.
Okay. Well, Thursday evening, I left our offices, and I got on 35 right there at... Oaklawn.
Right.
So I got over a lane, and I'm getting in the second lane. I'm about to get in the third lane, and there's a semi probably three car lengths behind me, so I merge like normal. And I'm going maybe 15, 20 miles an hour to stop and go traffic.
Mm-hmm.
So congested right there. And the guy, there are a few lanes in, or a few car lengths in front of me, and I come to a stop, not suddenly, and the guy behind me in the semi hauls up on my tail when I... get over into his lane.
Now, are you driving a semi as well?
No, I'm driving a Camry.
Okay.
And so I slow to a stop, and he plows into the back of me, and then I'm a...
He hits you. He hits you.
He hits me, and then he continues to speed up and hit me probably six or seven more times.
What? With his semi?
With his semi, yeah. So, and then he takes off. So the guy next to me actually motions for me to get over in front of him. And I start to get off thinking this guy's going to get over and give me his info. And he takes off, cuts me off, and then takes off to the 45 crossover.
Did you get a license plate number or anything?
Yeah, I chased him down, got his license plate, and called 911. And I was like, can I follow him? I'm going to follow him so I can tell you guys where he is. And they were like, no, can you just get off the highway and we'll have a cop come and fill out a hit-and-run report.
Wow, so did you hear anything back about it?
I haven't heard anything. Apparently, most automated systems don't let you find out any info for like 5 to 7 business days. But it was a Canadian trucker, and the cop told me that they have 25 to 30 hit-and-run accidents in the Metroplex every day, and more of them are involving semi.
Cranked up semi drivers, mind you.
Yeah. You know what? Yep.
Wow. So were the
did it tear up your car pretty?
You know what? I have like a plastic bumper, and so I have like an inch and a half perfect circle puncture holes through all across my bumper.
Oh my God.
What, do you have spikes on the front of his truck?
Was Mel Gibson driving it?
yeah, it was these huge hoop earrings. No. It was actually like a big grill, and it just had like these big bolts across the front of it. So I guess that's what went through my bumper. I don't know. It was really scary. I was really upset about it.
Well, what an absolute bastard to do that to you.
Sweet little Sarah.
I know.
And her little Camry.
It was very scary.
Little bitty petite Sarah. Never hurts anybody. And then here comes this big bad trucker. Probably all cranked up.
All right, Sarah. Now, did it
on Canadian crank, no less.
Could it have given you whiplash or anything? Could you feel your neck like going back and forth?
You know what? My neck was all kind of like twitched on kind of twisted up on the right, and my shoulder blade hurt. So, you know what? Though I had a like massage, and it was fine now. I mean, it was mainly just really frightening.
Were you nude?
You had a menage.
No, I think I had on a suit.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, Sarah, thank you for joining us.
Sure.
That is quite a story.
Yes, it is. Now, of course, let's get to the weather, because unfortunately, many people across the North Texas area, their homes have been flooded. They've been ravaged by this heavy rains over the past couple of days.
Sorry.
It's okay. Shit. Last couple of weeks, actually.
The hell?
So let us bring on a flood victim now. So this is someone whose home has been flooded. Let's bring on Sarah Sim. She's a salesperson.
So she was a victim of road rage and a flooding?
Yes.
Sarah, not a good week for you.
Well, it's been a little bit out of the ordinary.
Sarah, if you're going to keep on being with us, you're going to have to quit tooting.
How bad was your house flooded?
How about, you know what, probably 2 inches to as much as a foot.
God!
So it ruined all your carpet and all your flooring?
Well, you know what, I have hardwood, and I have...
Oh, then they're destroyed.
I have tile. Well, you know, it's hard to tell at this point. Apparently, the water was probably only in the house for about 20 minutes, so it receded pretty quickly.
Where do you live? How did it get that way?
I live in Arlington Heights in Fort Worth, which is, you know, maybe two exits, an exit up from the zoo, from the Fort Worth Zoo, where all those people got stuck.
Right.
So,
Do you live in a low-lying area?
Yeah, I'm actually, like, half my block, about 6 houses flooded.
Wow.
I can't imagine.
And does insurance cover all that? Do you have to have flood insurance specific? Or does insurance just cover that blanket?
No, they advised, when my husband bought this house a few years ago, they advised him not to buy the flood insurance because technically we're not in a flood zone.
So this is going to come out of your own pocket?
Yeah.
Ugh, oh, my gosh. And it's not covered by your homeowner's policy?
No, because...
The average homeowner's policy runs, they don't cover flood at all, and they spell that out. Any flooding, they're not liable.
Wow. It's the number one thing on your insurance policy that is not covered.
And then, you know what's worse about that? Is if you're in a floodplain, most insurance companies won't cover you. They won't give you flood insurance when you're in a floodplain because they don't want to have to pay it off.
Insurance is such a ripoff.
Oh, wow. It's legalized extortion.
It is. It's ridiculous. Well, Sarah, is your home okay now? Is it dry?
Yeah, it's dry. It's still drying out. I have some anti-humidifiers and fans and all my stuff kind of stacked up, but it's getting better. Well, you know, you just don't know until it's been 4 or 5 days and you see kind of what is going to happen.
Now, is this old hardwood floors, the old nail-down type?
They're the original 1942.
And that's nailed down. So you know what? You may dodge this. That may not do. If it was the new stuff where they put down and they glue it down, you'd have to replace the whole thing. But since it's nailed down from the old type, you might get lucky on this.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's good to know. Thanks, Greg.
I'm no expert, but.
Well, Sarah, you take care of yourself, okay?
Hey, thanks. You guys have a good night.
We will.
Okay,
that's sweet Sarah Sims.
Now, is she
all
done?
Right. Now let's check in and see how things are going back in sales, just how sales are progressing here at the Little Ticket. And joining us for that is Sarah.
No, she hung up.
So the question is, did we break the all-time June record? Are we part of the wettest June in the history of this state?
Didn't need what, an
we
inch,
needed,
point 1.5?
I think we needed an inch and a half. And the question is, we're not sure yet.
Well, it's not over yet.
No, it's not.
And they still got another 5 hours and 15 minutes.
DFW said that they got close to an inch today. And they base it all on the airport, by
and
the
if
way.
They
That's
break,
the official record.
And if they break this, you got to go all the way back to 1928?
I think it's 04.
Well, isn't more weather supposedly on the way?
It's supposed to rain through Monday.
Yeah, red bad weather like the next 3 days. But I don't know if it's going to hit tonight or not. I'm pulling for the record, though, man.
Still trade big heat for this.
Oh, my God, yes. Grego, this weather is awesome.
No, not at all. I'm sick of it. I had to take Clyde out again today in the rain. And she hates it. I hate it.
You wouldn't take every 3 days. Every 3 days, a nice soaker.
I might take that. Yeah, every 3 days. But this has been every day for 2 weeks. I've had it.
Now, what about every other day?
No.
What if it was going to rain every other day?
Every 3 days is my minimum.
What about every day?
Every 3 days. So, no, obviously, every day is not going to get it done.
Okay. Okay, North Texas did set a record for most rainy days in June today. Today was the 18th rainy day, which broke the world record set in 1940.
I don't think it's a world record.
Following year. And let's see, Austin.
Oh, it's been raining like hell down there.
Yeah.
Austin, Texas.
Austin has had 13.3 inches of rain during Austin. June. Their record, though, is 15.5 in 1981.
Austin, Texas.
San Antonio is close to a record. The entire state is close to records.
Texas.
And yes, Greg, Six Flags did have to close down.
And guess what else Six has Flags. To close down? And they don't think they're going to open it up this weekend.
Wet and Wild?
Guadalupe.
Really?
Yeah.
They had to shut down a river? A
lot of flooding going on down there, and it's not safe to let tubers and rafters on that river.
Texas.
And if they do, the July 4th weekend, which is by far their biggest weekend of the year, it will kill their season. Then there's no way they can make money. I mean, everything is...
It's too high.
Yeah. Well, it's too swift. It's not
It's
safe.
Dangerous, Corby.
So they're not for sure, but they're leaning toward not being able to open that river. And if they do, oh my gosh.
What if it rained twice a day?
Every 3 days is my minimum, Corby. I'm not changing my mind on it. Bring on the 100-degree weather if we can get out of this gray, depressing, overcast. I don't like that.
Let's say it rained tomorrow, but then it skipped the next day.
But rained the next day?
But the next day, it rained.
Okay, that's every other day. Once again, once every 3 days is my minimum, and I don't even know if I'd go for that.
What if it rained Monday, Wednesday, and Friday of next week, and then Sunday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday of the next?
Once again, Runs, you're smarter than this, and I can't believe you're joining in on it. That's every other day.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay, Greg, what if it rained all the time and you got every other day the day off from rain? Would you take that?
Let me think about that.
Good question.
I get every other day off, right?
Off from
Once
rain.
Once again, that's every other day. My minimum is one every 3 days, okay?
Would you shoot heroin if it rained every other day?
What does that mean?
You know what? If you don't shut up, I might do it anyway.
It's just a question. All right. Everybody loves community Twic Hits in Texas.
Well, let's gear up for the two-minute drill right now, doing so by clearing the lines and reloading accordingly. That next here on The Ticket.